Hey, you guys. So this is AJ McLean here from iHeart Podcast, Pretty Messed Up. We actually are going to be premiering a brand new title track that was actually written by yours truly and performed by Zaj, which is my and my buddy's production company. So check it out. It will be our brand new theme song. So only on iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Hey. Welcome again to another episode of Pretty Messed Up. I'm AJ McLean, joined by the absolutely gorgeous and stunningly talented Miss Cheryl Burke. And hold on, knock, knock.
Who's
no,
there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Renee.
Renee who?
Renee Elizondo. Damn it. That's right. You're on this freaking podcast, Mo. So
you rock, bro.
Thank you, man. You no, see, I told you I had a little trick up my sleeve. Cher Bear tonight.
Cher Bear. Cher Bear. I don't know about the Cher Bear. We're going to have to stop with that.
Look, it puts me in a happy place with you, okay? So just run
that's
with it.
That's fine. But it's the person, the Cher Bear. You did this earlier during dress rehearsal.
I know.
It was like, and it got everyone's attention. It was kind of like, wait, this is like, the people have known me since I was like 13 on this show. That's never, Cher Bear needs to be put to rest.
I want to know, is it, do you feel that it cuts against your sort of
it's
personality?
Too sweet. I'm not, yeah, that, I'm
see,
not
that's
like
what
that
I thought.
Girl next door. That's I'm, what not, I'm not that person.
Look,
I
know
ABC
you're not,
wants me to
but,
be.
but you have a sweet side. And to be perfectly honest, I really saw it tonight, especially when I got emotional. Like you just wrapped your arms around me and gave me the biggest, sweetest hug. And I thought that was awesome. So thank you for that.
But yeah, you know what? I kind of understand what she means. She's worked hard to cultivate a certain.
Say my real name since the voiceover won't give me a last name.
I know. It's
please
the,
call
dude,
me
it's the dumbest.
By Cheryl.
It's like AJ McLean and
his
partner
Cheryl.
Cheryl. That's it.
And whispering it like Cheryl.
It's like Cheryl.
They used to say Cheryl Burke at least.
Yeah,
give me
why?
That, you know?
Do you think maybe in time Cher Bear will grow on you?
Never.
Never?
I don't know.
You sure?
I don't know why. It just seems like too cutesy. And
what if we give you the Cher Bear stare?
What's that?
Did you see? She didn't watch Cher Bears, did you?
Your chest opened just now. Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
What
My
it means
nipples
to
were
to
the balcony.
That's right. We're
Damn it.
Frame it up.
How did you feel about tonight? Honest to God, now that we're not doing press and all that other shit, how did you feel? Honest to God.
I felt like we were either going to start like on time. I think what slipped up a little bit was the first, like I said, when we got off stage, it was the first two steps without stepping down. Like there's a whole, this whole stairography, guys. It's just a lot, right? Like I'm not one to run downstairs without choreographing something right on the stairs.
Right.
And sometimes we missed it. Sometimes we didn't. And I know AJ, cause AJ gets a little thrown off when he messes up just like a little bit, right? That people may not even see, but then it throws him off mentally and I can feel it.
I so do. I do.
Then we tripped up. We did trip up.
We did. And it's funny
because
I saw it.
Because you were thinking about, I know what, I can read your mind almost.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why we're partners because we can finish each other's sentences. And
that's not why we're partners. We're partners because Dina Katz put us together. Let's be
well,
real.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. Well, you know, I'm trying to go for the lighter side
about?
Of things, but
I'm
all right.
I'm trying to make up this story.
We're partners because ABC made us be partners.
Some kind of. I mean,
sometimes though, repackaging a story works, you know, sometimes.
You know, you want to kind of.
See,
Share bear
realist
it up.
Is the let's not.
Oh man.
Let's stop.
So, how did you feel? How do you feel right now?
I feel like, you know, I don't really care so much about the judges' scores, right? So I just judge AJ based on what I know his potential is. Mm-hmm. And could it have been better? Yes. Was it good for AJ? Yes.
Awesome. I thought it was really good.
I would agree. It could have been better.
Was it better than last week? Yes. I think we could have gotten a higher score.
And to me, that's
fine.
What matters right there. That you guys just, like I said before, you know, you have like Seabiscuit. You guys are going to just wait till the last turn and then really give it your all.
That's the hope. But
I hope so, because guess what, buddy? It's just me, you, and the dancing and choreography, because there's going to be, it's not going to be because of the set or the animation, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, and next week's going to be all about frame and hold
right.
and quick feet.
But I do have to say the fans want to see real ballroom. That's what I keep hearing from people, is that they do miss the authenticity of what it was and what it can still be, you know?
That's what I like about it, though, is that with you especially, like, we might throw in one little itsy bitsy like modern flair, but the nuts and bolts of everything that we've done so far is ballroom.
That's all I know. So if that's all I know, I can't teach you anything else.
Right, but that's what I want to learn. Like, that's what the show's about in my mind from an outsider's perspective.
Like, once you throw contemporary, they know not to throw contemporary or jazz at me, because that's a shit show.
Even though I got some good ass jazz hands.
I also don't know how to like flex my foot and be contorted. So not like it. I respect the dance style, but I can't do it.
So let me ask you something, Cheryl. Given your history with the show, like, where would you place where you guys are right now?
So right now we are fifth in the leaderboard, but I would like for AJ, and I think he will have either an impressive moment. I know for sure he will. Week four will be like his, that'll be a big moment for him, but it'll be expected, because week four is something that you guys are going to have to just wait and see. But
yeah,
obviously it's more in his wheelhouse. Now the true test is really, it's quick step next week, because it's all content, whether Len Goodman is there or not. Len was always my best judge, because we are very by the book, meaning like the technical, like what is Latin, no breaking hold. I always followed that, because that's all I know. And now people are breaking it and they're not getting called out for it. So then I'm just like, but then I don't know. I keep going back and forth, you know, like, yeah. Johnny Weir and Britt, for instance, they were supposed to be doing an international tango, which means no breaking ballroom hold, right? You have to stay in here the whole time. And they did, but they didn't get called out, I don't think. Did they?
No, they didn't get called out. And I also noticed that there was quite a few male celebs that, because there was like four or five foxtrots tonight. There was a lot of foxtrots.
Right.
And like a lot of the guys, that right arm dropped. I saw it a bunch.
Who?
And nobody got called out.
I love hearing you.
Jesse, his drop.
He got
drop,
two sevens, by the way. He got two sevens and a six. He said he thought seven, six, six.
I know, but I think Derek may have said something to him about like kind of coming like this a little bit. Kind
but
of
he got
arching.
A seven.
I don't know why.
So seven's the new eight.
You said six is the new seven. Seven's the new eight. We just got to keep going up in the right chronological order.
You guys, like, look, I'm not trying to play the devil's advocate, but...
But you will.
But I will. I mean, I imagine there has to be some kind of, like, not a script. I'm not going to say it's scripted at all.
Oh, it's scripted. I'm kidding. And I'm the writer. Ha ha.
No, but I mean, for me, just from where I'm sitting watching you guys, I'm like, I feel really good that you guys are right in the middle of the pack. That's
yeah,
why
totally.
I was asking you, like, given your history and watching this unfold, is this something that like is bothering you? Or you're like, no, we're comfortably right where we need to be at this point of the race.
So from the history that I've seen right on the show, like I can just compare it to when I won last, which was back in 1967, season three of Dancing with the Stars, when I danced with Mr. Emmett Smith. We won, and it was like we were never lower, to be honest. We were never lower than one, two, or three, ever, right? So it was like between me and Mario Lopez at the time. It was Emmett and Mario.
Gotcha.
And then it was like another person. Oh, Joey Lawrence, my brother, my now brother-in-law. Weird. Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
Whoa. So basically, I'm not where I should be with you.
No,
based on
that's
I'm
not
kidding.
True.
I'm kidding,
because by the way, though, it's a journey that everything is like, it's always different. Like you can't, we have new executives. We've got new everything, but there's no pattern. You keep trying to put a pattern to everything,
okay.
Mr. AJ. So I'm just saying from my experience from winning back then, right? We've already like talked about like back then, we've got a whole new busload of new people, right?
Right.
It's just different. Different ratings, different fans. Some fans have died. Some are still alive.
It's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, this whole thing is a whole new experience for me.
Every day.
It doesn't matter how you cut it. And I, you know, outside of the fact that the whole reprogramming the brain and all this stuff and yeah, that's one side of it. But what I'm looking most forward to is the fact that not only am I learning something new in the dance world, which I am a dancer, I love dancing, I've loved it my whole life. I'm learning something I never thought, A, I would even do, B, I would actually enjoy. No, doesn't matter how hard it is, but I, you may not see it on my face, but I am actually having a good time.
You look shocked, like,
Actually, he tells me, you know, Cheryl, honestly, you and I share something that's, you know, in common, which is you're mentoring him in dance, right? And it's more than just dance, right? And you know that AJ and I have a long history and me sort of mentoring him in sobriety, right? And he comes and tells me some of the stuff that you say to him and
No.
See,
I tell him all the dirt.
No.
Guilty as charged.
No, all good stuff, you know. Okay. And to me, it's like watching him sober performing with you guiding him, right, on camera and in the dance studio. I just see him, honestly, since I've known him, flourishing through this whole experience. Aww. And so I want to thank you because, you know, I've known
you've
him for a long time.
You've taken a burden
and...
off of his shoulders now, so he can he can take a break.
Can I come to you now that we're friends, Renee, whenever I've got a little bit of a dilemma?
Any time. Like, yeah. To me, you know, this is like, I don't want to get too far off the subject, but it's kind of tied together.
Yeah.
Someone reached out through Instagram talking about how much they're loving the podcast. And this was this morning. And by this morning, I mean 11:30, right? Because that's my morning.
That's when you wake up, I know.
I wouldn't mind morning so much if it came later in the day. Do you know, like whoever set the morning up so early in the day blew it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, morning, but, night.
Yeah, exactly. But same. She said to me, she said, oh, I love listening to you guys. Can't wait for the next one. She says, oh, quick question. How do you stop negative self-talk? Right? And I had just woken up. I'd said my prayers, meditation. I was like, okay, that's a heavy question. You can't just do it in 140 characters, but we went back and forth.
You're like, I need more coffee. Hold on. Actually, speaking of,
this is what AJ needs to work on.
Yes, it's 100% true. You know, you said something to me before we actually started, or I think it might have been after the dress.
It was right before we went live. Yeah.
And it was just, you know, and even though sometimes it may come across a little abrasive, but it's because you're passionate and because what you said to me was actually very uplifting and it stuck with me in the performance, even though my nerves were there, but I held on to it and I appreciate it because, you know, everybody needs a little boost once in a while. Doesn't matter what it's for, doing.
Yes.
And
I agree.
And I think that applies to everybody in everyday life. Everyone needs a little bit of a positive boost because there's so much negative shit going on right now. It's like...
But it's never negative, right? I just don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying.
No,
like, what
and
I'm
I never,
saying,
ever do.
It's, and, but yes, my delivery sucks. You ask my husband. Like my therapist, our therapist has been trying to talk... Cheryl, well, maybe the way you said it wasn't so
you did a great job.
Passionate. Oh, well, I said, but I said the words. But yes, I just want you to know, though, I believe in you, which is why I push you. It's a pushing thing.
Do you know, I think you're being hard on yourself. I really do, because I get a different story from AJ. You know, he tells me there are people that are very good at conveying their point. And, and yes, does it sometimes seem or feel like it's harsh? But I'm sure it's always in a loving spirit, you know?
Absolutely. No, I mean no harm. Honestly, I'm not trying to hurt you.
I love you. God, no.
Yes.
And you could totally kick my ass. So, okay, we're going to go to a commercial break.
Speaking
but we have a very special guest coming.
Speaking of kicking ass.
Very special guest coming up. So stay tuned. Hey, everybody, we're back here on iHeartRadio. Pretty Messed up. I'm AJ. We got Cheryl and we got Renee. Like we said before the break, we do have a very special guest joining us for the first time on Pretty Messed Up.
Our first guest, first time ever.
And it's week two, so holy hell yeah.
There he is. I see him.
Look at that face right there.
Look at that handsome devil right there.
Well, let me do my intro, so we're going to pretend we just didn't see you.
Oh,
yeah. Oop. But I just can't help but just, you just make me smile. Weird. Let me introduce you to one of my partners. One of my, out of 23, I've lost count, 22 or 23 partners I've had. AJ being the 23rd and Jack being the 17th?
19th.
Oh, damn it.
Man, that's
anyway,
bad news.
You don't even have to say anything else. It's clearly Mr. Jack Osborne himself.
Yes.
One of my best. Honestly, I have to say you're one of my favorite ever. Like ever out of my 15-year career.
But most women say that about me.
Shut up.
I love it, dude.
I have this weird like hate all of a sudden. Okay. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. What's going on? How's it going?
Good.
Going. I don't look like this obviously every day, so we're fresh off the show, fresh off the dance floor.
I was gonna say, yeah, you look really well made up for 10:30 at night on a Tuesday.
I know. I look like I'm going out back in my club days. Remember that?
Yeah, well, what's a nightclub? What is that?
Yeah, what is that now?
People used to gather, right?
Yes, there was
what?
Let me introduce you to everybody. Have you met AJ before?
I feel like we met.
I think at some point.
I'm sure. Good to see you, buddy.
Likewise.
And Renee is also part of our podcast. So
hi, Jack. Big fan.
Thank you. Right on.
And you're still up. I really appreciate it. I know you'd be sleeping by now.
Hey, it's all good. It is all good.
We'd all be sleeping by now, believe me.
Yeah. Like, so, have you been watching the show?
I have not been.
Did you hear about all the new changes?
What, the fact that you guys have like no audience?
Yeah.
And like we get tested almost every day, but then Tyra Banks is the new host.
Oh.
Wait, what? Jack?
Wait, what?
Are you kidding?
No.
Jack.
Well, no, I did. I heard Tom went. I did hear Tom that Tom left. And so Tyra's the host now?
Tyra Banks, yeah.
Tyra Banks.
Oh, cool.
Cheryl's thrown aback right now. She's just
I'm like, wait a second. Okay, have you not opened your phone? No, I get it. Hey, you know, this is why I like you, because you have no clue about anything. Love people that are clueless.
Well, no clue about what's going on with Dances with the Stars.
Right? Yeah. I know, because as you know, Dancing with the Stars takes over your life. So I'm like, you don't know about anything, and it's only Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you see, I purposefully was just like, after it took over my life for 13 weeks, I was like, I never want that to take over my life ever again.
Shut up. You had a great time with me.
I did have a great time.
Damn, it was 13 weeks when you did it? 13 weeks?
13 from start to finish.
It was 10 weeks. But this is a longer season.
Yeah.
But 3 weeks of training before. So it's 13 weeks.
Jack, would it be fair to say you've detached with love?
Yes, I lovingly detached, although I do keep like a toe in, you know. I'll check in with Cheryl every now and then. I ran into PETA at the grocery store
recently.
First of
all, why is PETA even in the conversation? This is between me and you and you and me.
I ran into her at the grocery store.
Did you ever dance with PETA?
I did.
When?
Didn't we? No,
nope.
I don't think we did
dance. That was Sharna.
It was Sharna, yes. Yeah. But I think PETA came in and like helped out when you were injured.
Oh, really?
One
I
afternoon.
I was never injured. Wrong girl. One afternoon? You're crazy.
I think what Cheryl's saying is that you should have ignored PETA at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm clearly triggered. Clearly triggered over here.
It's bringing up lots of emotions.
More importantly, AJ, how are you doing?
I am actually holding up okay.
Yeah.
You know
still
what?
Early.
Like, we had a really good it was kind of a double-edged sword because I opened up the season premiere, which was very nerve-wracking, and it was very stressful. And it was the jive. So like my kicks and flicks were off, and all this
kicks
shit.
And flicks, kicks and flicks.
And it was like I literally have fucking nightmares of hearing kicks and flicks.
Wait, but rewind to your trampoline jump.
And then also a trampoline jump where I basically burned on reentry when I came back down. You know, but look, I'm a performer. I like to go all out. I went a little too much out. But we did, like you said, there was a couple weeks prep prior to for, you know, opening, you know, night. This week was a little bit better, more comfort.
We have but, 666 for week one, and then week two is 766. Derek, yes. Derek Huff is the new judge. He's replaced Len Goodman. Don't tell me you don't know this.
I actually don't know that.
I love it, dude. I love it.
I will say something. I did have this thought recently, being like, I wonder what Derek Huff's been up to lately.
No, how is she with you? That's my question. Like, is there anything that I should know?
Okay, so Cheryl, it was just actually a lot of fun. Cheryl likes to get, when she gets pissed off, though, she likes to manhandle when she's pissed off and coaching at the same time. So, you know, there was a lot of like hip adjustments.
Yeah, can I ask you, did you ever get the hand into the face to push your neck back? Yeah, I get that a lot.
Except my hand smelled like vodka soda and yours just smells like Lay Labo.
Yeah, true. Or cigarettes, one of the two.
Now, I have a question though, AJ. When you know, your background and, you know, performing and being a, you know, a musician and whatever, did you have much of a history in dance when you got, you know, prior to your musical career?
I did. I mean, I grew up doing ballet, jazz, tap, contemporary when I was around 6 years old to around 12. But again, the last almost 30 years that Backstreet Boys have been around, it's been all hip hop. It's been, that's what my brain's been programmed to do.
Cheryl was like, really?
You know what?
Why haven't you shown me this yet?
But this is completely different. I've never used parts of my body that I'm using. My rotator cuffs are fucking killing me. Like, no one's ever mentioned the word frame to me in the last 27 years that we've been doing what we do. No one says frame. That word never comes across my table until now.
Frame
is apparently key to every dance the entire season.
Yeah.
So
let me see your frame, Jack. Show them how it's done.
I could show you a door frame. How about that?
Touche.
Nicely done, love it. Sir. Nicely
love
done.
Love it. So, Jack, would you say that I busted your balls a lot?
Yes, but out of love. I think, yeah, it is. But I think what you do really well is you, by the time that I was in your literal hands, you know, you'd had 18 other guys to like beat the crap
that
out
sounds
of.
So I sound like a slut.
Yeah.
You're married now, so no, you're not.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
But before that, yes.
Yeah.
Shut up. let's go back to busting your balls.
No, like you'd perfected the kind of craft, because it really, everyone's always like, oh, you learned to dance. I'm like, well, no, I learned choreography in a week. I didn't learn to dance in a week. I learned choreography. And it's a very different kind of mindset, and it's something that I think is a huge testament to the pros, because they have to cram so much information in civilians as they can, and
civilians, celebrities.
It's true story though. True story. Whether you have any experience or not, you're hearing information that you've never heard. It's like it's like she's speaking Mandarin to me right now. Like,
no way. You know, you just choose to listen to it like that.
No, there is a lot that I do understand, but there's also a lot that I don't. Like, I've never asked this many questions when someone's teaching me dance. Never asked.
I said, Nora, maybe the question should stop.
That's right. It's a feeling. It's a feeling.
Ask
no,
more
no
questions.
One's got time. We don't.
See,
got
thank
time.
You, Jack.
Jack,
thank you. Always ask more questions. Thank you, Jack.
He's joking. He's just saying
on
that
the real,
to piss
how
me
many-
off.
How many hours a day did they tell you could train versus how many hours a day are you actually training? Because this is my favorite part of the show.
I mean, we're getting in three and a half some days. You know, on like camera blocking day, we might get a couple of runs. Then we'll go back to the dance studio. Then we'll go back, you know, but
yeah,
on the regular, it's about three and a half. So
basically, we have to now, because of COVID, right? We all have time slots, and there's only like maybe four rooms in the studio, and we have to be there because of the cameras. They're all like computer operated. There's no field producer in there.
Yeah, nobody.
So they turned one of the dance studios into like a production room. So it's like home base where all of the field producers. So you got Adam Rea, and you got like where all these.
Where's Creepy Joe?
He quit just in time before COVID.
He got
out. He moved to Napa. I know.
Okay.
Shout out to Creepy Joe. But like, Ray is still there. And like, so basically you've got this whole
room. Of course,
Ray
is still there.
Of course he is. And you've got these crazy cameras just following you. But what makes it, I think, like Leah, for instance, he was on Leah Remini's season.
Yeah, yeah.
And Leah's like, I wish I was on this season, because she was scared of the audience and she hated the field producers in the room.
Mm. Yeah. And now both of those are gone. So it's like, yeah, you know, and which is a plus and a negative. In there.
It's hard. Poor. I cannot without an audience.
Cheryl. It's hard.
Does it just feel like a rehearsal day when you're live?
It feels like anyone could drop, like you could literally, like I could hear everything. And it's like kind of like, it's a weird feeling, because I'm like, wait, so we don't have any validation, right? That we're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And you have the judge, you got like Bruno, like wanting to just jump over the desk the whole time. You're like, what are you doing? And then like, I'm seeing this for the first time, because normally I'm distracted. It's really like vulnerable, and it makes everything a lot slower for some reason.
Yeah. I have nothing to compare it to, but it, you know, obviously I'm used to performing in front of people,
but that's
and there's no people except for the camera guys. Yeah. So, you know, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's really is just me and Cheryl. That's it.
And there's another part, right, where you and I were talking. Is it the same with you, Cheryl, that did they just send you a bunch of camera equipment to your house to like,
yeah, all of a sudden, we're also the tech guy, the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting guy, like, director.
I'm gonna have to do another contract, because yeah, like that's a whole nother.
Yeah,
layer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, they sent me a whole kit, Jack. Like for me to film my kids, film my wife, film me and stuff. Like normally they would do that maybe once a season, like with your loved ones. Yeah. But like I'm sitting there trying to get my 7 and 3 year old to like sit down and pay attention for 5 minutes to do
and set up the camera and set up the camera and the lights.
Right. Yeah. So like when we get the boot, basically instead of going to GMA to New York, you know how that awful trip. So we just got an email the other day saying the celebrity will go to the dancer's house at 4:30 in the morning. Mind you, don't worry about us guys. We don't have a life. We don't live with anybody else.
Are you serious?
Yes. I said, excuse me?
Wow.
How long do we get, Jack, today? There's so many things that I'd love to ask you, Jack.
For pulling it all night.
I mean,
I'm kidding.
I've got nothing to do right now.
You know, the stuff Jack, that I wanted nice. To ask you, and what I admire the most about you, besides your dance and choreography, is your sobriety at such a young age. Like for me, blows me away that someone could get sober at 17 years old.
Yeah, it was definitely it kind of blows me away in a weird, sometimes when I look back, I'm like, wow, like it's half my life at this point.
Mm-hmm. It you is because you're 17 years sober, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's you know, I think I was just lucky where I was ready to listen at the time, and I kind of made a commitment that, like, you know what, I want this to be a long term thing, and I just kind of
it's just amazing
ticking that's over the years.
One thing all four of us have in common: we all stopped. Yeah, you
we
know?
All
and we're
can
all sober.
Can you believe it, Jack? You're at my wedding, sober and married.
Right.
Never thought that was gonna happen.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure none of us in that moment thought we were going to finally like have enough. Like it was going to be, when is enough enough? And it's different for everybody, whether you have to hit a bottom or you just have that moment of surrender where you're like, yeah, I can't, I can't mm-hmm. fucking do it anymore.
Yeah. We were talking, yeah. we were talking about what would happen on a relapse, you know, it's good to know. And we were joking and I was saying, you know, I will go 0 to 220 in less than a minute. No, 2020.
Yeah. 0 to 2020
in less than a minute. Yeah.
Because we all know how great 2020's been so far. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I've had these conversations with my, you know, with my dad, and he's like, you know, I don't, you know, he's made comments to me in the past where he's gone, you know, I don't know if you really are an addict, you know, do you think it could have just been like a phase? You were a teenager, it was a crazy time and all that. And I, you know, and my answer to him has always been, I know I'm an addict and an alcoholic, because when I'm about to play video games,
diamond
engage
paint.
In what'd you say?
Diamond paint.
Exactly. No, when I'm about to engage in something, which I tend to get addicted towards, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to piss myself.
Yeah,
totally.
Because I get that excited rush of like, oh my God, I'm about to do that thing that makes me feel different.
My God, and I know. I can totally relate to that.
right? And yes. So it's that for me, it doesn't matter what it is, it's always there.
Do you know, I kept relapsing with the thought of like, what if I'm not an alcoholic? What if I've overtrained with this whole AA thing? And that would be tragic if I'm denying myself a drink and then I would have one and forget that I can't stop, you know? Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, I didn't drink till I was 30. I'd never touched a drink. And so I was late to the game, but I definitely made up for lost time.
I was late as well. I mean, really didn't dive in till about 27, but for like 2 years, I didn't see the sunlight. I put more cocaine up my nose than probably there is sugar in the state of California. I mean, it was just out of this freaking world. But, you know, and it was funny because I was so against it. I was so against smoking. I was against drinking, tattoos, all the shit that I literally either have or have done or probably still will do. Right. You know, that's not mind altering. But did you get sober here, like in California, or did you get sober?
Yeah. I went to an adolescent treatment center in Malibu. Mm-hmm.
Were you forced to go there, or was it your choice?
It was they initially tried to force me to go, but I took off and like disappeared for like a long weekend, and came back and was like, all right, like this is a lot of work, and I don't really know how much longer I can keep this up for, and so I voluntarily went in and did about 56 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, is it like a place where you would just, is it something that you just go back to, or was it like a place that you stayed for 56 days?
I'd stayed for 56 days and then I did an outpatient program for about a year afterwards.
And you've been sober ever since?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal, dude. I mean,
April 21st, 2003.
Do you think about it? Like, awesome. Do you think about like, oh, maybe I should have a drink?
The only times I ever think about like really wanting to is like if I'm on like a climbing trip or a camping trip with friends and we're like all at a campsite and it's like, you know, end of the day, been climbing for, you know, 8 hours and everyone's just sat around like drinking a beer or a whiskey.
Right.
Only then will I'm like, oh, that would actually be kind of nice.
But or how about Dancing with the Stars when we would all get plastered?
I'm glad that's not happening this
Halloween
season.
Party?
The thing is, to watch people have fun, you miss it a little. But when you see people get plastered, you're like, thank God.
Yeah, you're like, yep, no,
not
fun.
Maybe I was the reason why you didn't. You're like, look at Cheryl, she just can't shut up.
I was like, I need to make sure Cheryl gets home safe because we got an early start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Jack, can
her
I ask
brain
you,
needs to function.
Can I ask you a question, Jack? So
Sure. Obviously
we're living through crazy times, right? And we are alcoholics and we tend to think in extreme ways, right? What are you doing to get through like with sobriety,
you know,
and not getting too far ahead of yourself with the madness that's been going on?
For sure. You know, I think having kids really kind of grounds a lot of my like hysteric behavior because you're forced to kind of have a routine. Mm-hmm. And I know that's really good for me. You know, that's one aspect. So kind of making sure that they're good, they're mentally not losing their mind and got to do the homeschooling stuff and really trying to keep that in order has helped me keep my own shit in order. You know, I do Zoom meetings.
Sick. That's what I was going to ask you.
That's what we do. Yeah.
Very involved in sort of your sobriety, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're very,
so I'll do Zoom meetings. I'll do Zoom therapy sessions. I stay connected with a lot of my, you know, friends in recovery on like a big long text chain. And, you know, it's been awesome. It sounds like us.
I mean, we have we literally March 19th, we started this Zoom meeting called Circle the Wagons and our group text. I mean, God, if you printed it on paper, it's some of the funniest, most random shit you ever seen. It started back with Tiger King conversations, and now it's like God knows what. But
yep.
And you know, the thing is, what on a daily basis we do, we're trying to get Cheryl to come in, and she keeps kind of acting like she might join us.
She said she might join us, but she just wants to listen, which
is
fine.
Wait a second. Wait, let's just rewind.
You so have to join Circle the Wagons.
I think you guys know this. I think Jack knows this. But so I don't like new people. That's really weird.
No, it's not weird. Weird.
Not like it's new people. I get stranger danger. This is a joke, running joke with me and my friends. Like, there's something about, like, I don't know. I find it very overwhelming.
You know, first one I've heard that from. To be honest with you, the same way. Even I feel that way a lot myself, you know. Mm-hmm. But you dip your toes and then mm-hmm. you start to kind of feel a little comfortable. And then we actually start following. You're investing in other people's sobriety, you
totally.
Know. Like, we
no,
have some
sure.
people that have a few days, you know. Mm-hmm. We've watched people friends of ours have a baby, and she just got pregnant, and
another
we're like,
one got married.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, and it's like,
and
this.
I also have to stop thinking selfishly. Like, this is like also for me to hear other people's stories, right?
Yeah, yes, and exactly. You'll hear, I mean, anything and everything from all walks of life, but yet somehow there's a common thread that goes through the entire mm-hmm. you know thing, which is
right.
which is phenomenal. We're all just trying to live life on life's terms and just get by. But get by.
I guess it's the maybe what's scaring me is the hi, my name is Cheryl Burke and I'm an alcoholic part.
You don't even have to say
you
that.
Know, you know,
to be honest,
you just say hi, guys.
But
I'm
maybe
Cheryl.
Maybe it's like then it becomes a real thing. You know, like I quietly stopped drinking. It was weird how it all happened. It was like my father passed away. I all of a sudden had this like weird reaction to the alcohol, right? It was like hives. Like, I got Asian red for the first time, Jack. And it was like,
is that even a thing?
What's happening? Wait. I was so proud of the fact that I never did. Like, I could drink a bottle of vodka and just be like, I look like this. And be like, fine, great. What? But then I got hives.
You thought you look like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack is proof that you didn't look like that. There's a witness.
Eyewitness account.
Eyewitness account from Jack.
You know, I know.
I look like this, bloated.
I know. Yeah. I know Jack will agree with this. Like, there's an old saying that says, "I came for my drinking, but I stayed for my thinking," because mm-hmm. I don't do this. I don't continue to do this today because I'm afraid I'm going to have a drink today. You know,
right.
I do it to keep my head above water, and especially that's why I was asking Jack, like. You know, with the pandemic and you have kids and the fears that come with not knowing when is this going to lift, what is the future? Like, for us, we're able to check in every day and yeah. you know, remind each other that, look, we're way ahead of the game, right?
Well, I'm to that point, though, of like when this is going to lift, like I'm actually, my house has had like a COVID outbreak.
So
I've got
heard.
Two daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. My two daughters have it. And
oh, both of
you
them?
Know, and, yeah.
So where are you in respect to, are they like in another room?
So
with...
one's with her mother and the other one is, oh. is my youngest one's here with me. But
and
you know,
you,
it's actually,
you don't have it.
No, no.
So my dad got it
every 2 days.
My dad
twice.
Got it twice, dude. And my mom doesn't have it. And so then I'm like, mom, what's your blood type? Is she's O positive. I'm O positive. Mm-hmm. My dad's A something. But I wonder, like, do you know what your blood type is?
I'm O positive.
I have I have no idea what I probably should know this.
This is interesting. This is a common thread.
Can we back up this one? How do you
Sorry.
See your daughter? No, 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 no. I'm just curious. You obviously can't hug your daughter right now, right?
I do. I just nice. I have
do you wear
I
masks?
Have N95s and we're constantly washing up and you know she the only symptoms my daughter had was just a little bit of a runny nose and a fever. And that was like 3 days and she's got zero symptoms now. She's still technically in the positive window because it hasn't been 2 weeks. But it's just a lot of dodging and weaving. We spend a lot of time outdoors. Mm. You know, we
any
open
idea
up
how they got it?
Good someone question. That works for me went away, came back and, they didn't tell me they were going out of town. They were just like appeared on, you know, oh yeah, we went out and I was like, oh, and my daughter picked up the drink that they set down and
oh man,
took a sip. And, yeah.
Now
so,
Jack, tell me if I'm crossing a line here, but
yeah.
You have MS, right?
Yes.
And does that put you at risk?
So I actually was at my neurologist really recently asking these questions, and they said no more than, because the kind of autoimmune disease that I have isn't like someone with say diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bit different. Now what they don't know is if you get COVID and it totally rocks you, you know, they think that it would make you more susceptible to an MS flare up.
Mm. Mm.
So it doesn't necessarily.
Because when
I mean,
check out the when I see the news, they're like, Latinos are high risk. I'm like, okay, check that box. And you're older. I'm 50. I'm like, oh damn, check that box.
Well, my dad is 74. To add up
and you're like, shit.
Right? How old's your
dad?
And
he got it. My dad's 74. My stepdad is 74. He is a dentist, so he got it from one of his patients who had no idea that he had it, and he had it for 6 days without feeling anything. And basically he still wanted to run and work, and he just was being a little stubborn about it, but then never went back to his practice, obviously, and then got it again. Wow. Gave it, and by the way, he also passed it on to his secretary, then passed it on to other patients that he saw, right? So it was like, you know how it is. It's just like, it spreads like wildfire.
Yeah, it blows my mind how
he's healthy.
How, like, you know, I've had a couple of friends that have experienced it, and it's been completely different stories. One of my friends said, right, I was just tired all the time, and that was it.
Right.
My other friend said it was like the worst experience I've ever went through in my life.
Hmm.
I can't imagine what it's like. Because I have kids as well. I've got a 7-year-old girl and a 3-year-old little girl. And, you know, my wife sometimes, not as much anymore, but she used to be very much hypochondriac, self-diagnosed, WebMD, everything, you know. She gets a cut and what is this? I've got this, what, you know. And so, you know, we were trying to figure out how do we have some kind of normalcy, especially with going back to school. Like a lot of kids went, they physically went back to school. We chose to do the homeschool thing again because it's just not, in my mind, it's just not worth the risk. You just don't know.
Have the kids been around your mom and dad?
Well, that was the thing that my youngest was, we were with my mom on Sunday when I found out that they'd been exposed. And so, but luckily, you know, my mom's all good. She's been quarantining and testing, herself, you know, getting tested every 3 days. So.
And then your dad is fine, obviously.
He wasn't with us, so yeah, my mom is staying somewhere else. So,
well, definitely crazy, keep your kids in our prayers, I'll tell you that, man.
But also, you don't think it's nuts. Real, you guys. You don't think it's real until it actually happens to you or to
totally.
Us, right? Well, like, I'm telling you, a lot of these dancers don't think, I swear, like, a lot of them, we get tested 5 days a week now, and I just feel like, you know, like, it's not really about you. Like, I feel, when they ask me, do you feel tired? I'm like, always. Do you have a fever? No, but like, are you out of breath? Always. Like, but like, at the end of the day, I have the symptoms, but like, no, I've been tested and I'm negative. But a lot of these dancers who are healthy may not feel it. But then also, until it hits close to home, until you know it's real, it's a real thing. Like Leah and I were talking, by the way, and we're like, back when it first started, we were like, we don't know anybody that has it. Not one acquaintance, not a person, not a friend of a friend of a friend. Like, and then it hit my dad. And I was like, this was the one person I said from the beginning, you cannot go to work. Like, that's like, dentists have it just as bad, I think, as, you know,
of course.
You're in people's mouths. Like, what do you mean?
I mean, that's saliva.
That was, personally, I was starting to, I didn't know anybody that had it. And I was starting to be like, okay, you know, you start thinking like, how bad is this? Is it really? And is it really going on? And a friend of mine, he's an actor, and he's one of the biggest conspiracy theorists there is, and he got it. And he said it was horrible. He's 62, and he just said, mate, you don't want to get this thing. It was horrible. He said all of it. And he got it from his gardener, who did die, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, that's when it really hit me. I was like, man, you got to be careful.
I guess you don't know. You don't know until it hits you. Like, how bad, you may not feel it. You may feel it, and it may be serious.
But I'm
telling you, there's something about O positives, because Matt is also O positive. My mom was.
I gotta find out now. I really want to know what the hell blood type I am. I really should know this, and I have no idea.
You could probably Google it, AJ.
I could probably just what is AJ's blood type on Google, and it'll just pop up.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Some stalker fan is gonna be like, "I actually extracted.
I have it right here.
I can tell you."
So, Jack, how are you getting through all this? Like overall, like 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 0 or 1 being.
I would say I float between like a 7 and a 9, depending on, you know, on like mindset.
Yeah.
You know, I was really
meditating
back in December. I like built a home gym. So I've been working out a lot at home. I have like a sauna and I've been doing like ice plunges and doing the whole thing and spending, you know, the summer was great. We were going to the beach at least once a week. And, but in this time right now, in these 2 weeks that I have to be indoors, I'm just like sticking to like a rigid schedule of like kids schooling in the morning. I get my work done. I'd work out. We go for a, you know, a stroll around the neighborhood, but you know, as the sun's going down, we have dinner, like,
You don't want to help us for a quick step next week.
I mean, that would be great. I can use all the help I can get, dude.
And it'll keep you out of your head.
You always had a good frame, Jacko.
And right. You know, it's definitely a workout. I mean, you know.
It's true. It's true. You just might not want me around. That's the problem.
Hey, I'll take anyone that's had the Cheryl Burke experience before me. So, you know, whatever.
Jack, you're being really nice. But when we get back from break, we have to tell him exactly how I work. Give him some advice.
Sure. Absolutely.
Now, cut to break.
Be honest,
guys. You need to do it, AJ. You're way better. You got that commercial break voice. Go.
In a world. No. all right, you guys. We are going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back with Cheryl, myself, Renee, and my new bud, Mr. Jack Osborne. Okay, everybody, we're back here on iHeartRadio, Pretty Messed Up, with myself, AJ, Cheryl, and Renee, and our amazing guest, our first guest, by the way, Mr. Jack Osborne.
Yeah, Jasmine.
Dude, you literally are, and I'm sure you've never heard this before, but a jack of all trades. I mean, not only are you a father, you know, you're a beyond talented artist, like as far as production and, you know, film, TV. You've had some amazing shows, some crazy shows that I love, as well as, you know, you dealing with MS. I wanted to ask you, is there any like specific foundation that you are involved in or that you might want to tell people about by chance, or anything
when
in that
it comes
world?
You know, when it comes down to MS, you know, I do stuff for Race to Erase MS. They're an LA-based foundation.
Awesome.
They've done some really amazing work in the field for the last 20-something years. You know, I like them because they're not one of those foundations that has, like, we're going to build a center. Like, their whole thing is they're a center without walls. And they force everyone they give funding to work with each other. So no one is, they're not paying for people to double up on research. And
that's amazing.
The way that they conduct themselves is awesome. And so, yeah, Race to Erase MS is something that
Didn't we dance for them or something once?
I think you have, yeah.
No, we.
I don't think we did.
Partnership.
No, we didn't.
You guys have a very selective memory as far as what happened and what didn't happen between the two of you.
That was my alcoholic, also alcoholic.
Season 17, season 13, this, that, right. And the other. It's like, yeah.
She's getting fact checked.
Sure, we together.
I think we were season 17, Jack. I think you're wrong.
No, we were 19.
Nope.
How much
do
you want to bet?
Why does Leah go hashtag season 17 going strong every time? Hold on, please.
Are you both going to Google yourselves?
Because
that would be fantastic if that happened right now. I would love nothing
right,
more.
Let's see.
AJ, when you were talking
about... His foxtrot pops up.
And you're talking about all the things he does, produces, everything.
Please say I'm right.
You didn't mention that he has a better frame than you.
he does have a better frame than
Jack
me.
Has I a forgot better, to mention. Oh my god, I won season 17. I won season nothing, 17? But yes.
Oh my god.
Finally, I never win this stuff with Jack ever. Now that I'm well, newly sober.
Didn't win 17 with me.
Definitely not, but maybe close. Maybe yeah. Third.
Maybe we went the distance.
I mean, we danced Roxanne. I'll never forget that jazz number that I just loved.
How far did you guys go? All the way to the end?
Final. Nice. Oh, wait, can you please talk about when your MS, when I stressed you out so much right before the finale and you woke up blind in one eye?
No, it wasn't that. It was you know, MS is it's a neurological thing. And so you can have very strange, random, anything where your nerves are connected, you can have an issue with MS. And I started just getting incredibly dizzy and not being able to do spins. I would just like fall over. And it became like such a problem. And I was like, and I didn't want to say like,
sorry,
oh, Cheryl,
I'm not laughing,
ease
but, like,
up,
I'm laughing.
Ease up. Like you, like I'm falling apart here. And she was like, I don't get with it. And then I was like, no, but seriously, like this is MS and I can't do spins. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
no way, Jack. I swear to you, maybe I'm wrong, but you exaggerated it then because you told me you're like, I woke up blind.
No, like, I've woken up blind.
Oh,
in one eye.
So, okay. You're probably definitely right because I was definitely drunk when you
Jack,
said this.
I thought you were going to say you told her I'm dizzy, I'm falling over. And she was going to say, that's no excuse.
Yeah, right. Do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah, basically,
again. Three more times.
What was going on until we had to have like real talk?
Until he was like, actually, Cheryl, off camera, like we have to talk. Like,
yeah.
So should I be worried moving ahead, Jack, or should I be?
No.
Okay. So moving ahead, what I would say is Cheryl is a competitive athlete. Don't think of her as a dancer. Think of Cheryl as like a competitive athlete, and this is her. Like this is the new football season for her. So she wants that. She wants
fucking
that fucking win.
Cheap mirror ball trophy. One more time.
I know.
Told you last time I won was 1965.
I thought it was 67.
My fans.
And so once you
died.
Get in the mindset of like this isn't just dancing, this is like competitive sport, like
yeah. The Olympics.
And then I got it. I was like, oh, okay. Like this is Cheryl is that A type athlete that has to win, and if you're not giving 110, you're failing.
Maybe I'm different now, Jack. I'm 36.
No, that sounds about right.
And I'm married and sober.
But all that he said sounds pretty much exactly what I've experienced
so
in the last 3 weeks.
Who told you that, Jack?
I figured that shit out for myself.
Good for you.
Well, this is a good tip right now.
Yo, that's the best
you know
tip
I mean?
I've gotten so far.
Because,
oh,
thank you for that.
Because literally, like, I would go to myself, like, what the f***? This is just done. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. She's been doing this since she was like
this is my
3
life.
Years old.
Yeah.
With her, you know, and
she's going
it's
for
like,
the gold.
Honestly, it'd be like me being in your boy band and then me just being the weakest link. You're like, Cheryl, step your shit up. We're going to be on tour worldwide.
Yeah, like don't just stand back there and dance.
Right?
You
like, don't
do
you know
more.
What to do? You've yeah. performed before.
Yeah, no.
So
look.
This is the Olympics for you is yeah. what Jack is telling you.
Like for me, the biggest problem is me. That's the bottom line. So I need to just get out of my own way. And
you.
I think it's all up here. And I think a couple more walls came down this past week. So I feel like I'm almost there to where, like Cheryl always says, stop comparing this to Backstreet because it's not, there's no way to compare the two. You have to leave that where it is and start fresh. Like you're learning how to freaking walk because that's what
it
feels like. It
is different.
It's completely different. So I can't go to her and say, well, that's not how I learn things. Well, it needs to be how you learn things now because we have 2 days to learn this whole freaking thing. So you don't get to lean on somebody else.
We have a formula, Jack. You know, there's a formula. And so it's like when you try and you don't have the time to really experiment with other formulas, even though I tried. But I was like, nope, doesn't work. Stop it. We're going back to the formula.
Let me ask you something, Cheryl, then. And Jack, I want to ask both of you. Jack, how much dance training did you have before Dancing with the Stars?
Jack.
Zero.
But
zilch.
Jack had good posture.
So
my
question then is, did you have to, Cheryl, undo a lot of the sort of stuff AJ had already done as a performer?
Yes.
So I guess my question is...
It's harder,
for
AJ.
That's what I was going to say, where with you've got a blank slate with Jack.
And I only know this because I went to Argentina to learn to Argentine tango, and it was harder to untrain like the easiest thing is like bent wrists, like, and nothing's manufactured over there. So everything, it has to be pedestrian when you do a tango, let's say Argentine tango, sure, in Argentina. Right. But then right, it was, I couldn't get it out of my body. It's so hard. Like they said, no head whips. I'm like, what? Like, that's what I do. And so it was like,
yes, she does do head whips. Really, I got whipped twice tonight. Tonight with that hair.
So, you know, they say like.
But how hard was it? Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, I was just going to say, like they say, you know, in the army, let's say, they do everything to tear you completely down, right? And then they build you up in the sort of form they want you in, right? So you didn't have to go through that extra step with Jack, right?
Well, I did tear, that sounds familiar, like my teaching style.
It's pretty,
I thought you were about to compare me to the army. That's what I do. No, but that's what my coach did to me. Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, with Jack, it was a nice surprise because here I was, I found out I had Jack and I was like, I didn't know Jack. I was like, MTV Jack, or is this going to be the Jack, new Jack? And they're like, we don't know. This is your partner. And I was like, okay, great. And then we just like totally clicked. He was being like so condescending and just sarcastic. And we fell in love like that because like he was just busting my balls. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. This guy's great in rehearsal and he's a smart guy. So he was able to like really put the notes or the teachings I'm giving him. And then he was able to actually retain the information. But then I was like, but then performing's another beast. Then we did our happy-go-lucky foxtrot. The two hops, remember Jennifer Lopez was sitting in the audience and you were like, remember?
Yep, I gave it a shoot.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I think he was like the dark horse in a way of the competition. So people did not put our money or their money on us, that's for sure, in the beginning.
So kind of sticking to
the
military theme for a second, you know, they say going to war is a $1 million experience you wouldn't pay a penny for. So my question is, like, Jack, would you do it again?
Yes, he would.
Yeah, I probably would do it again.
You would? Okay, that's good, AJ.
With PETA.
That's good.
But would you do it with Cheryl, or would you do it with PETA?
He's going to do it with PETA, his Ralph's buddy.
No, I would fight to do it with Cheryl just because very hard. Because you're my number one boo.
Would you kill for Cheryl is the question.
Of course.
Yes. Would you take other dancers out of the competition to make?
Oh, easily. I would totally. Who is it that? Who was the ice skater who hit the other one?
Tanya Harding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I would.
She also did the show. I saw her on the show. Yeah.
Wait. I have to ask you. How is Carol Baskin?
Maybe you should watch. More importantly, vote for us, but then watch.
She's very cat-like. She's very cat-like. She's very sweet. She's always been very, very nice.
She had an emotional day today as well.
She kind of, I don't want to say freaked me out, but kind of freaked me out a little bit, I guess you could say, when we were doing photos before the premiere, and she said to me, she goes, hey, I just want you to know my niece is the biggest fan of yours, and she said she's voting for you, not for me. And I was just like, oh, please don't make Carol mad. I don't want to make Carol mad. But no, she's a really nice lady, and she actually did really good tonight.
She did. Carrie Ann gave her a 7 because they have something in common. They love cats.
They do love cats.
Oh, wow. But can I point something out? At least Jack knew Carol Baskin was on the show.
Yes. So you may not have watched the show yet, but you know she's on.
Not only was Carol Baskin on the show, but Lady Gaga put her on her Instagram story last week.
Yep.
And was watching the show basically.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big deal. 13 million viewers, 30% ratings up from last year. Holy crap, we're going until season 60.
Wow.
And you'll be on season 58 or 59, yes.
I'll be like, come on, Jack.
Let's do it. Let's do the foxtrot. Let's do it. Give it a go.
I think it's hip replacements. I think it's ironic that you've got Carol Baskin from Tiger King, and I used to call you the Tiger Queen.
You're so
because you were
dumb.
Just like this
Tiger Mom.
Mean Asian woman.
Totally. Still am.
Yes.
Except it's way worse.
Yes.
Except
and
my
we
eyes
won't say the nickname
Asian.
That I've given you. So we'll leave that one between
slanted
us.
Slanted eye.
Slanted eye. It's only slanted. Well,
slanted
one.
Slanted crouching eye.
Yes. Crouching eye. Hidden Burke.
Crouching.
Well, listen,
eye. Okay.
Jack,
goodbye.
Dude, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and being
thank
our first
guys.
Guest. This is freaking awesome, dude. Please, if you do see and talk watch to your mom, show. Tell her I said hi. Please, please tell your mom I said hello. I have not seen her in quite some time, and she's just the sweetest woman. And just please take good care of those beautiful babies. We will
please
keep them in your prayers.
Please take a selfie of you when you get the Cheryl Burke masks that will be delivered soon. So I'd appreciate a selfie.
They are sparkly.
I would just like to say I hope you're able to come back another time. I feel like there's so many things I want to know with your sobriety, sure. with your family life, with your professional life, and and you're very funny guy. So
thank you, man.
We'll do it
really
again.
Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, I'm not going
I love
anywhere,
you, Jack.
So.
Thank you so much. And give my love to everybody, please.
I will. You guys have a good night.
You too,
bye,
brother.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, baby. I was about to hang up on you guys too. I was like, bye.
Yeah, I'll see ya. Well, no, we're not quite there yet. But
have you guys ever said I love you to someone?
Yeah,
because you're used to saying it to your wife. Like I'm like, okay, bye, I love you. And like, oh no,
oh, shit, wait,
and then
no,
they
no,
hang
no,
up.
No, not you, not you, not you.
Yeah, you're like, ugh. Or like, have a great flight, have a great flight. You're like, wait.
Yeah, what? You're like, wait, what? Who? I'm not flying. Yes.
Or listening, clearly.
Okay, you guys, we're gonna take a quick little break here on iHeartRadio podcast. Pretty Messed Up. We'll be right back. Pretty Messed Up, hey! And we are back on iHeartRadio. I don't know what the hell that was, but I'm doing it anyways. We're back on Pretty Messed Up. Cheryl's dying right now with my remix. Back.
Was that a remix or was that a start?
Yeah, back. So, again, a big shout out and thank you to Mr. Jack Osborne.
Yes, Jack.
Thank you so much, bro.
Round of applause for Jacko.
Like, yeah, thank you, man, for coming on and just keeping it real. And again, we will keep your kids in our prayers.
You guys love him. You know what I mean? Like, I love him because he's so real.
He's such a lovable guy. So lovable. And like,
I'm not just saying this. I swear, I feel like I could talk to him for a long time.
He, yeah.
You know, totally. Anyone that's 17 years sober and got sober at 17 years old, you know there's a lot of questions.
No, there's a lot of questions. And like,
I wish I would have known him now, because I, like, when I'm now sober, right? Like, I feel like our relationship, I mean, I still know him.
But it can still grow from here now, because you're both on the same plane. You know what I mean? So it's not one person over left field, whatnot.
No, right.
So let's talk the elephant in the room, elimination that happened tonight. I'll tell you what. I compared it to, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, like, we get nominated for, like, let's say a Grammy, okay, and we don't win. The next day, my job is still going on. Here, you're done. That's it. It's over.
You go home. They're
not kidding. You go home.
Go home. Pack your stuff up from trailer 12 and let's go home.
You go home. You do GMA the very next day. And
at
like
dancers, at the dancer's house.
Well, now that's the new thing at the dancer's house, which I think is the weirdest thing in the world. Why wouldn't you just do it from Zoom?
Do you get gifts at least?
How about the 65 animals that live with us? Do you think that they're going to want to wake up at 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Do you at least get like a parting gift? Like, I don't know, a
basket
card
or something?
Basket. No, no.
It would have been our first class ticket home. Maybe lay down flat.
Maybe lay down flat. Oh, nice. Yeah, so
that's funny. Maybe
my boy, well, everyone has seen the show now. So my boy, Charles Oakley, dude.
Oh, by the way, it's like, it's also, it just sucks. Cause like the pros, like for me, I'm just like, you know, every pro wants to obviously first of all, not be eliminated first. No one wants to be eliminated first.
No,
right?
Of course not.
Professional.
And then like,
athletes,
we all work really hard. Like you become so, as much as we complain, not you, more me, about how exhausted I am. But really, it's that crash. Remember I told you, I was warning AJ, like when this is all said and done, you're gonna feel like you've had the worst come down in your life.
But you guys are so invested in this, and and the pros are so invested in us. So like to piggyback, like to put all this work in, and then it's like you're done. Like there's no comebacks.
Waking up to nothing.
There's
right?
no comeback
yeah.
stories. It's done.
Let me ask you a question, AJ. I know when we would go on tour, let's say you tour a year and a half, and you get this during a different time when there was an actual audience right? Yeah. Screaming and bringing your energy up. Would you, when your tours are over, do you ever go through a sort of depression, like mild depression?
I don't go through a depression, but what does tend to happen is, it's weird, but I get sick. I very rarely get sick on the road because there's no time. I'm constantly going. And, but like within 2 or 3 days after I get off the road, I get like flu symptoms. Like my body shuts down because I'm just, it's go, go, go. And then it's just stop, you know? And my body doesn't know how to just turn off, you know? And the one thing I've noticed doing this right now is my brain doesn't stop anyways, but now my brain is like hearing music and counts and different counts, and it's like, oh my god, like
kicks and flicks, and it's
my voice. I swear to god, if I hear that phrase one more time this season,
kicks and flicks,
I probably will.
Let me ask you guys something. For me, you know, I'm a director, obviously, we've co-directed stuff together. Do you guys ever have nightmares of everything going wrong?
Yes.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like all the
always.
Time.
No, but yeah. I have for the last 15 years. And you wake up sweating.
You wake up sweating.
This is probably why I don't really like to go to sleep, so I can avoid the nightmares. No, I'm kidding. Yes, no, absolutely. Everything's gone wrong, meaning I've forgotten my own routine.
Exactly. For me, yes. I've been on the set in my dreams. I've been on the set and people are asking me, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Right, you feel paralyzed. I felt like that paralyzed. Yeah. I feel totally paralyzed.
Totally. And I want to believe that that's our competitive nature. Do you know what I mean?
Or like, our greatest fear.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, so both. When you're very competitive, getting something wrong, right, is your biggest fear. Like you
right.
just
failure.
Said.
Failure. Failure is, yeah, like failure. That's one of my biggest fears.
And doing it
fears.
Yourself as yeah. the professional, exactly. right, would be crazy. Yeah.
yeah. In fact, today our group was all about perfectionism. And,
yeah.
And it's so true. You know, it's like it comes with an upside, perfectionism, right, because you work harder. And you don't want to be just okay at something. But the downside yeah. is these night terrors.
Well, no, the downside
but I've
is if
I've
also
tried to like come to some sort of understanding that there's no such thing as perfectionism.
100%.
Yeah,
because I also believe that the beauty of anything live or like what we do as artists yeah. is the beauty that the mistakes, the failures, right? It's like that's what makes it so beautiful, seeing two people trying to get it back together. Like honestly, seeing Sky
oh my God.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then
I mean,
seeing Alan be there for her genuinely and just laugh it off at that moment, whether or not whatever happened after, right. I don't even know. But
you're
like,
absolutely right. Like there's no such thing as perfection, right? But perfectionism as an affliction is a thing.
It's an ism.
I mean?
It's just like ism. Alcoholism. Yeah. It's yeah. just, it's totally. a freaking ism.
And it could actually yeah. mess you up. If,
oh my God.
If
yeah.
you don't find a balance. Yes. Right?
I know quite a few artists that are out there that, you know, if something goes south, they'll just walk off stage yeah. or they'll cancel the tour.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys.
No, but I've gone. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah.
It's another episode.
We'll call it the isms.
We'll call yeah.
I love it. Love it.
In a world with isms, so many isms. Okay, so we have actually a couple of questions that were submitted by some fans. So let's see. Renee, do you want to see what those are? Let's see what those are.
I do think I have some
okay,
questions.
I think, he's got something.
I've got questions. You guys ready for questions?
In a world with questions.
Okay, first question, and I guess this would go out to both of you. What do you think of Neve's chest hair?
Hairy as shit.
In a world where chest hair. No.
Basically, it's AJ's chin on his chest.
Yeah, on his nipples. I literally, no. So we're walking down the hallway and I can hear him talking behind me. And I turn around and I'm like, oh my God. I swear to you, I didn't know that it was his
hair. I thought it was a tattoo. I thought you had tats.
I thought it was some kind of material.
I have bad eyesight, you guys. I really have bad eyesight, even though I wear contacts. But I literally thought it was tattoos all over his chest.
No, I thought it was material in between the white shirt.
Mind you, we're from the balconies. Oh, right. But mind you, there's two buttons. He could have buttoned it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so
by the way, I was saying to Jenna, I was like, first of all, I made AJ And some fans, I'm sorry, fans, I understand. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll paint his nails again. But I made AJ take his nail polish off. And I also kind of influenced him to shave. Listen, I didn't make anybody, right? You're an adult. You made your own decision. But I influenced it. And same with his shaving his head. Now, why did Jenna just say, Jenna could have been like, shave the damn thing. Yeah. I'll do
so
it for you.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever had situations like that where you're like, oh no, listen, I'm going to protect you from you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now with AJ, because there's a reason why I don't want him to wear nail polish. It's not because I don't like it. It's because like when so the judges are looking at his lines. If you're having like nails painted, especially like a dark color, you're bringing distraction. So we have little like,
so it's from a
and you're bringing bad attention if you're doing it wrong.
If his wrists are bent and you've got nails like that are black, you see that. So you're seeing, we're bringing attention to his now fingers and his arms and his lines.
Right. But something tells me it's not awkward for you. Like you're like, look.
What's not awkward?
Telling me to stop painting.
You're coming professional with it, right? You're saying, look, there's a reason.
I say to every single partner, if you don't wear cologne, I think that's freaking rude as hell. I'm dry humping you all day and you're not going to even try to like smell good. I need to smell you from the moment you park your car in the parking lot. That's out of
courtesy. She does like my cologne though.
That's, you got to put a little bit more on. That'd be great.
I'm not trying to bathe in it. It's expensive.
But see, it's not about you. It's about me and how I do that for you.
I know, but it's really expensive for the bottle. It's a lot of spritzes.
You're fine.
What's funny is you guys are talking about things that I wouldn't think about. Do you know what I mean? Like what you're saying.
Hygiene. taking a shower is a good thing for Cheryl Burke.
That'd be nice. Once a day.
But you know, the lines, the frame, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like you weren't telling him, I don't want you to wear nail polish because I just want to be able to tell you what to do. It's coming from a professional. Yes.
There's a reason. But, yeah. And look, and I want to do what's right.
Right.
Yeah. I want to listen because this is what she does.
Yeah.
If she came into my world and she, you know, and I was like, okay, try this. I would hope that she'd try it because it's not what she does.
I could tell you would love to
love to turn the tables at some point.
But Break, I would never
come
do
on
that.
Over to the hip hop world. Let's do this. Come on.
You don't want to see me hip hop. It's the worst thing ever.
It's super
karaoke.
Cute. It's super cute.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait until week four. Well, yeah. But why did I have you shave your head? Because I didn't want you to stress about your hair when there's look how stressful it is already.
So let me ask you.
I'm so thankful. And I actually like the shaved head. It's grown on me.
Give me a little kind of sneak Uncle peek Fester. At how you would break the news to Neve about his chest hair. How would you?
I would, just like I did it with you, AJ. What did
so
I say to
how
you?
How did it go?
It was like, so, I don't know.
So are you planning on keeping your nail polish or no nail polish? And I was like,
right.
Well, for week one, I said,
first it was
I kind of want to keep a couple turquoise. And she's like, okay, listen, if you want to do that, that's
at
fine.
Your own risk.
But you need to have your hands like this. You need to have, like, you know, all these details, and I'm like, you know what, screw it, I'm not comfortable there, so I'm gonna just take the nail polish off.
You guys are so funny. That reminds me of that, you know, comedian I think I heard some
Next
say
question.
Where you're on your way out the door and the wife or the husband says, so you're gonna wear that?
Yeah, exactly. So that's
right,
really
so that's
what you're gonna
as
wear
polite as I could be by basically I would like to just be say, you know, take the nail polish off. Don't even ask why. Just do it.
No,
obviously.
And I didn't ask why.
I have to respect him. Like, this is his thing too, you know? It's like,
sure,
at the end of the day, it's up to
course.
You.
There's some diplomacy.
But I'm coming into Cheryl's house, so I want to do things by the book, you know, as
but
much
guess
as
what?
Possible.
It was proven tonight that you had banana fingers, but you weren't called out because your nail polish was off.
Did I really have banana fingers? The whole time? I thought a couple times I was closed.
AJ, I've known you for a long time.
Maybe once.
I've known you for a long time. I've never heard someone call you banana fingers.
No one's ever called her Share Bear, but, you know, that's going to stick. Banana fingers is not going to stick.
There's a show right there, Share Bear and Banana Fingers.
Yes, that's a new podcast. That's a separate podcast.
What?
Share Bear and Banana Fingers podcast.
Or at least a cop buddy film.
Yeah.
You know? So, okay. You've done this for a long time, Cheryl. This is a question for both of you. What do you guys think of Tyra's dramatic entrances?
Go ahead, AJ. I answered the first one. So it's all you.
Look, I think Tyra is all about over the top. She's always been that way from back when she started in the world of fashion and modeling, she's always been like an eye catcher. So I think that's what works for her. And like her outfits are always over the top, her hair, everything. She wants to command the room and make an entrance. And she's done just that. I personally liked the outfits tonight, especially, you know, because she was rocking some like sneakers with one. Like she looked more comfortable. She didn't look like
she wasn't wearing sneakers.
She had sneakers on. They weren't like any fancy man or that I thought, but they were actually sneakers. 100%. She had sneakers.
Are you talking about Nelly's sneakers that he got specially made?
No, but Nelly, by the way, lucky son of a bitch. My boy Dominic over there, the shoe surgeon, holla out to you, bro. He custom made Jordans that were dance shoes for Nelly.
Wow.
Like literally they were dance shoes. They were more narrow. They had the heel.
Yeah.
But they looked like Jordan 3s.
But also it was, look how clunky. Like all I could see was his footwork.
I will agree. Yeah. Like I know. Look, I don't mind
the thick.
Yeah. I don't mind the shoes. I don't.
You know what? AJ and I joke a lot about, have you guys ever, Cheryl, have you ever seen that skit on Saturday Night Live with the alien abduction?
Hey, AJ, have I seen that skit on Saturday Night Live?
No, she hasn't
seen Saturday Night Live? I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. She needs to see it. It's a game changer.
It's one of the funniest skits.
Which one is it?
Ever. It's with Kate McKinnon and Ryan Gosling when Ryan Gosling was hosting. It's just called, just type in alien abduction on YouTube, SNL. Mm-hmm. It is a game changer. It is one of the funniest skits on television ever.
And what makes it funny is he has this beautiful experience as he's abducted by these aliens, and she has the worst experience. So she says, yeah,
it was a little different for me.
So right now,
I wasn't really dealing with the top brass, I think, that day.
So that reminded me, like when Jack was on and you guys were, you know, like,
cannot believe I just texted. I was like, Jack, are you joking? You've never, like, this is like, by the way, here we are, just news about the pandemic. Then, like, right now, I think it's a little bit magnified, right? When there's, like, breaking news on Dancing with the Stars, it's become back to, like, back then in season 3 when we had, like, Super Bowl ratings. Now it's, like, starting to get there and get in a way for, like, the generation we're in now. And so, like, for me, that Jack hasn't heard, like, honestly, all you had to do is open your phone and then there's a picture of, like, Tyra.
Yeah, I mean.
with the mirror ball lips.
That was,
you know,
hilarious. But he did know Carol Baskin was on.
But he did know, yes, Carol Baskin was on. Yeah. So, and yeah.
I had
one more question from someone.
from somebody. I don't know who.
I don't know. But
Carol Baskin. Just kidding.
It is a little bit kind of gossipy, but, you know, we love that, I guess.
Depending on the gossip.
Do you guys see
AJ loves it.
Any potential romance, like, flourishing between any couples?
No.
Honestly, no.
But maybe not between couples, but maybe between a dancer and another celebrity.
Yeah, but definitely not in the couples world. And there's quite a few people that are
like
married.
Tita's married, Vernon's single. You got like Sharna and then Jesse Metcalf. I think Jesse might have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then you've got like, Nelly and Daniela. Daniela's married to Pasha.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, but back in the day, I would say absolutely everybody is.
That's what I was going to ask you.
It's
because
just a freaking orgy going on.
Even though that wasn't my question.
Calm down, AJ.
Even though that question didn't come from me, oddly enough, I had it gave me a follow-up question,
Renee,
to that.
You know.
Yeah, you know, there's something that goes on in the dance world
that are left unsaid.
Yeah. And I've been down the dancer road, and it's not a good thing when you're on tour with the dancer that you're dating and then you break up with them. And you're still on tour with them.
The touring is the dangerous part.
You don't shit where you eat. That's just a bad idea.
It's funny. I never even really thought about it, Cheryl. But, I mean, you're right. What is it? It's because dancers...
It's touching. It's like,
know how to move. And
we're just very handsy.
Something to do.
Okay, so there's no good way. There's no good way to segue into this. I just figure, okay... Our opening podcast that we did, we kind of ended with like this weird, like, inappropriate conversation that was just kind of like off the cuff. So I kind of feel like the conversation that you and I were having earlier before Cheryl came on, I think is a great way to kind of wrap things up just because it's funny and it's useful. But okay, so Elin asked you, your daughter Elin asked you something not to do, and you're going to do it because you should do it.
I can't really talk about. So what? Here's what happened. When she was like, she at a very young age, she had a very funny sense of humor. She just did, you know. And she would like me to tell her jokes, and then she would make up a joke. And we were riding one in the car one day, and she was literally like, couldn't have even been three, and she's sitting in the little baby seat, and she goes, "Daddy, tell me a joke." And I said, "Okay." And we used to say the silliest jokes. We'd make them up, and I'd say, "The Brachiosaurus put ketchup on the zebra and ate it." And then she goes, "Ha ha." I said, "You tell me a joke now." And I'm driving, and she goes, "You have a big vagina."
No, so then,
dude, I laughed out loud so hard, but I knew I was laughing out loud, I knew that it's not a good message to send back to her. But I kept saying to her, I kept saying, "Well, but okay, but wait, where did you even hear such a thing?" Yeah, you know.
And then I told him, like,
she was like less than three.
Okay, so Lyric's three. Okay,
yeah.
And 2 days ago, I'm getting out of the shower, and she walks in, and I'm like, "Baby, you know, Daddy needs his privacy, private time." And she's like, "Daddy, why do boys have a penis?" And I'm like, "Well, because that boys have penises and girls don't." And she goes, "Okay, this is boring me now." And then she walks out of the room. Cut to later that afternoon when I got back from rehearsal, I sit down on the couch, and she comes over, and she's like, "Daddy, you're sitting in my seat." I said, "Lyric, we can share the whole entire couch." "No, Daddy, you're sitting in my seat." I said, "Okay, fine, Lyric, I'll move." I get up and I move to the other side of the couch, and she's like, "Daddy, this area smells like penis." And I'm like, "What the hell? Like, what are you talking about?"
No way. No, now that's, you're crossing the line.
I'm just saying, that's just a weird thing for a three-year-old to say.
Well, you know, I think she doesn't. I'm pretty sure.
I'm hoping she doesn't know what that means. Smells like penis.
Thanks for clarifying.
I would say 100% she doesn't.
Yeah,
she
1,000%.
She's just putting words together.
Kids say funny things, man. You know, I'll just say one last one.
She's got an old soul.
Very old.
Around the same age, Elin was 3 years old, and we went to a friend's house in Malibu to watch 4th of July. Fireworks, right? So we're sitting there, and she's like, "Can I sit on your lap?" And I hope this never gets taken out of context. So if you're going to tell a story right.
Yes.
This is the story. And she goes,
Tell it.
Yeah. And so we're sitting on the sand, and she goes, "Can I sit on your lap?" And I said, "Of course, honey." She goes, "Am I hurting you?" And I said, "No, not at all." And she goes, "Wow, you have a strong penis." And I was like, "Okay, don't ever repeat those words again ever.
Walk away from daddy now. Please, walk away."
But you know,
kids are growing up fast these days.
No, but see, here's the thing. She has no idea what she's saying. She's thinking because
I know that.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true though. Kids are growing up way too fast.
Listen, it's better that they honestly, okay, I'm going to tell you, first of all, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I got my period when I was nine, right? Did not know anything about it. Wasn't taught about sex ed. Wasn't really taught about like anything. I learned as I went through life. And because when in the ballroom world, I had a lot of older friends. Anyway, this is a whole nother story. But tune in next week for period talk.
For period talk with Cher Bear.
But Cheryl, I grew up like you. My parents didn't talk about
you anything. Had your period too when you were nine?
So it's best. My point is, it's best that they know, you know, and we can all like just talk freely.
Yes, to a point.
Everyone
right?
gets a period.
To a point. Yes.
To a point.
Well, not everyone.
And the thing is that we grew up, you know, never talked about sex.
No.
Had to learn it outside of the house. I remember
because our culture, our parents' culture. Yeah.
You don't talk
system.
About these things. I came in one day.
It's taboo.
I came into the house and they're both sitting on the sofa and they're like, "We need to talk to you." And I'd never seen them so serious, right? And I'm like, "Okay,
Renee."
And I was like, "Okay, what's going on?"
DJ, stop.
No, they're like, I said, "What's going on?" And then they said, whose is this? And they held up a condom, right?
Busted.
And I said, well, where did you find it? And they said, in your wallet. And I said, oh, okay, well, it's mine. And they're like, you're going to admit that it's yours? And I'm like, yeah.
Speaking of, wrap it up.
Yes. Yes. So speaking of condoms, it's time for us to wrap it up.
Wrap the condoms.
We must wrap it up. I want to thank Jack Osborne for
Jack
being
rocks.
Our first guest and a tough one to follow. But next week, our next guest is actually going to be my amazing wife. So, I think we're going
to
try to start this new...
Her.
I know. Babe, I dedicated a dance to you tonight. Remember that.
Now we know why.
No, but I think it's going to be interesting for us to, we'll kind of let our spouses...
It'll be actually meeting your wife. You know that, right?
What?
It'll be my first time meeting
I know.
Your wife.
So great. The first time that you meet her, she's going to dish all the crap about me, but
That's great. No, that's the way girls do it. That's what women do.
And
what
maybe you'll understand me better.
And what I can't wait for is hearing the other side of AJ's stories.
Yeah, because there's the side that I think I did and there's the real side. So,
Exactly.
But I think it'll be fun if we can maybe do this with all of our spouses. I think it'll be fun over the course of however many weeks. So anyways, thank you guys, Cheryl, myself, and Renee. We love you guys. Be good to each other. Spread love. And we'll see you guys next week on iHeartRadio Pretty Messed Up.
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.